Episode 2681, start fresh with a new rhythm.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and who doesn't need a break? I mean, come on, it's probably been a very long week. And you know what? You don't want to have to worry about the kids. So guess what? Today, you do not have to. You get to put them outside and you get to focus on what you need to do as a mama. Start fresh with a new rhythm. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, sometimes you just need to change up a few things. Why not start fresh with a new rhythm and enjoy hanging out as a family? You know, spring is a time of renewal and refreshment, which leads to children growing older and more family activities with the warmer weather around the corner. And one thing that can be overlooked as a family is how the dynamics change with age. We look at ourselves, right? You're getting older, Mom, but the kiddos are getting older too. And it's important to grow not just as individuals, but as a family. And we forget about that. We look at ourselves in the mirror, but what if you were to put your whole family in front of a mirror? What would you see then? We recently did a family photograph, and I say recent, it's like almost 2 years ago this Christmas. Time for another one. But our grandbaby was just itty bitty, just not even quite 3 months, and we had to celebrate somehow. And we wanted him to be, of course, on the mantle. So the kids gifted that to me as my Christmas present, and I loved it. And so we have this beautiful photo of us, and yes, we're due for another one. But if you were to take one of your old photographs of your family and then take a new one today, how would they be reflected? Obviously, the kids probably got taller. Maybe there's been a few pounds added to you, maybe a little bit of extra gray hair, so you had to change the color of your hair one way or the other. You know, you either give into the gray or you change it, right? You got to figure it out. What is reflected there? Because we don't always stop long enough to look at the new dynamics. And if you don't recognize it, it can really ruin your family. So why not start fresh with a new rhythm? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Start fresh with a new rhythm. And if you don't think about it, right, the time is going to escape you. Guess what is around the corner for a lot of us? Graduations. Now, maybe your child isn't graduating, but you've got a girlfriend or a family member who is. I mean, we don't have any graduates this year, but we just celebrated one in December. And now she's into PA school. She graduated from college. She's going to graduate school now. It's wonderful. But you see, time just goes by so fast. And then what happens is you regret and you start rehashing what could have been. If only I saw that. And then what do you begin to wear as your badge of honor? Mom guilt. You don't need any of that. Come on. You're made for more as a mom. So as the seasons change and the weather becomes more cooperative, which you're like, yeah, a little bit less rain, turn down the humidity just a tad bit. Start fresh with a new rhythm. What can you do? Because you're looking at the family. So it's not just about one child. It's about all the children. It's about all the parents, right? Whoever's involved. I mean, if you have a blended family, it can be a little bit more complicated. You have to look at schedules. You have to look at age groups. If you have a young child, if you have a 4-year-old, but then you have an 18-year-old, there's a huge gap there. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to look at that and say, okay, where are we in this as a family? So number one, what is valued? What is valued? What do you see in your family that says, you know what, this is how we want to spend time together? What does that look like? When you have young ones, oh my goodness, you just hope to get a good night's sleep, right? But then they start to get older. Maybe they do travel ball. And then they get a little bit older and you're like, gosh, let's go and explore things. So you can go hiking. You can go to other countries. Now, I know we've been kind of cooped up, but let's just let bygones be bygones. Let's look at what you can do. So what is valued for your family? What does that look like? You have to define that. I cannot do that for you. but it's an important question to answer. Number two, what can encompass the majority of the family? This is truly looking at it from the point of, okay, we've got a 4-year-old to an 18-year-old, or maybe you have a 17-year-old to a 28-year-old. You have this gap in here, and you're like, gosh, I don't know how to blend what a middle schooler wants with a high schooler and a college kid. And you're trying to tell me that we're supposed to be happy? Yep, I am. And it's not about being happy. It's about trying to find ways to create a new rhythm. What works for you? Sometimes, you know, our kids, since they're getting older, not all of them live under a roof anymore. I know, it's so hard to believe. I would love to have just a compound and have everybody have their own home around us so then we could all be together all the time. But what we have started doing is on Fridays and or Saturdays, but it's usually at least one day of the week, we get together and we have dinner. We don't know what we're having for dinner. Sometimes I cook, sometimes we go out. Sometimes we go out, but we bring it in. And that's fine. It's what works for us. And sometimes we hang out. Maybe I'm working on an episode or writing my book, or I'm doing some work on the AIM Academy, all sitting around having conversation. Maybe we're out at the pool. You know, maybe we go downtown and to the town square because we've got a fair going on. But we do things together that encompasses the majority of the family. Now, I will say this. When you're looking at this, and you definitely have older children, make sure you ask if they want to participate. Don't assume. And if they say no, be okay with it. We have a large family, and not everybody wants to do everything all the time. And so I don't make them feel guilty about it, because once when you start laying that guilt on them, what do you think you're doing? You're dividing the family. And you don't think you really are doing it, but it is a little bit of a wedge. And if that little wedge goes a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper, what happens is you're pushing your child away. Again, new dynamics. If you don't address them, they can ruin a family. So what is valued and what can encompass the majority of your family? And finally, number three, what helps to create a smooth melody? Well, you know, the question is, start fresh with a new rhythm. That new rhythm is the question mark, right? That's what we're looking at. So with a rhythm, you got to have a smooth melody, something that helps you flow in and out. For us, it's that one or two nights a week, usually on the weekend, that we're getting together. Now, as the weather warms up, Mama's going to be cooking outside on the grill. It's going to be using my egg and doing neat things and trying new stuff. And I'm planting different things in the garden. And some things I'm like, I know how to use. And other things I'm like, I have no idea. We're coming up with new recipes. But this is the new season of life that we're in. And we're creating a new rhythm. What does that look like for you? And understand, there's no right or wrong here. You're making this work for you. Now, maybe you have something extraordinary going to happen this season in your life. Maybe there's a wedding coming up. Or maybe there's a new baby coming around the corner. Or maybe you have a graduate who's going off to college, right? There's so many milestones that can be happening all at the same time. Now, whatever that is, make sure you include that as part of the smooth melody. Because you don't want to ostracize one or focus on the other, and then you feel like you're leaving somebody out. But it's kind of like, okay, how can we make this flow, right? The ebb and flow of life. It's coming in and out. What does it look like? It's just this beautiful river that has lots of different ripples, but yet it's so beautiful and it's all connected. That's what we're looking at. That's what family is. You're not always going to be under the same roof. You know, my daughter, she's married, has a child. Guess what? They are creating their own family. I have got to support them, and I love that. I love seeing this season for them. But then there's also challenges with that. In their figuring out their family, well, we too have to figure out how do we become a part of their family, yet not interfere with their family. Okay, that could be a whole conversation in itself. So when you look at this, you want to really look at what helps to create a smooth melody. And sometimes that is sitting down and having conversation, honest conversation, having a confession time, saying that, you know what, whatever you tell me now, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not going to hold it against you. And yet, when I tell you something, I don't want you to hold it against me. We have to learn to be open and honest and love unconditionally. And I believe as we get older, we need to have those harder conversations. Now, they should happen when they're young, but kids still really don't understand it. And in reality, should we really expect them, right? We have to watch our expectations as moms. We have to watch them as parents. So what is valued? What can encompass the majority of the family? And what helps to create a smooth melody? You just want to be harmonized together as a family. And understand, guess what? As the kids get older, even if they're like 4 years old and all of a sudden now they're 8 years old, you know they're doing different things at eight than they are at four. Now, some things, yeah, you got to discipline accordingly. But when you go from 14 to 21, you're like, how do I handle this one? Well, you got to figure it out. And unfortunately, a lot of us parents are missing the boat because we don't look at this. We don't stop. It's like, oh, we still try to mother. You know what? Maybe it's time that you back off being the mama. And you need to let them make their errors and mistakes. And that's hard to do. I'm telling you right now. I mean, I'm in the middle of it. And it's like, okay, how do you release the reins and let them fall, but at the same time, be available to catch them as they fall and still love them unconditionally regardless of what's happening? So the challenge I have for you is, what can you do for your family to put a little more pizzazz in your everyday? Now, if you have kids that are living with you, then you have to really look at that dynamic first and then extend it broader to those that are not under the same roof. So like I told you before, eating out or eating together as a family, a whole family that's within our city. Now, believe it or not, we do try to meet with my daughter and son-in-law and grandson at least once every month. And sometimes, I mean, if it's really, really crazy, it's once every 6 weeks. But a lot of times we are seeing them at least once a month. And it's important to us. We're close enough. We can do that. Sometimes it's a little challenging, but it's worth that extra effort. And that's important for all of us to realize family is everything. So what can you do for that pizzazz for those who are under your roof and then those extended beyond your roof? It's important that we focus on really the new rhythm that we can create in the new season of life. And what better time than when we are changing seasons? You know, from spring, summer, fall, into winter, it's a beautiful time. But don't complicate your family by not changing with the seasons. Now, that doesn't mean that you're changing your morals and what you believe in. I'm not saying that, but it's how you work as a family. What does that look like? When you do that, it really begins to run so much smoother. And guess what? You get to sit down and you get to chill. So go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.